In this bulletin, a ceasefire in the US-China trade war, the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to the Ethiopian Prime Minister, and in the A-League, Sydney FC beat Adelaide United in a dramatic 5-goal season opener. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The US has cancelled a tariff increase after it negotiated a partial deal with China to end their 15-month trade war. The tariffs on Chinese goods had been set to rise from 25 to 30% on Tuesday. In exchange, China has agreed to buy up to $74 billion Australian dollars worth of US agricultural products. The two countries have saved the harder issues for later negotiations, such as US allegations that China forces foreign countries to reveal trade secrets for access to the Chinese market. The United Nations warns thousands of people are sheltering in schools as Turkish forces push deeper into northeast Syria. On the third day of a cross-border offensive against Kurdish fighters, the body says some 100,000 people have fled their homes. Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for the UN Secretary General, says there are fears the civilian death toll could rise further beyond 11.
The Human Rights Office said that military operations must be conducted in accordance with international humanitarian law, in particular the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution. It added that civilians and civilian infrastructure are to be protected from attack from the effects of hostilities.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Donald Trump has authorized very significant new sanctions to target Turkey after it launched an offensive in northeast Syria. However, Mr. Mnuchin says the US is not activating the sanctions at this time, but would do so if necessary.
So he will be signing this, they will be active, we will be working in consultation with the Department of Defense and Department of State to monitoring this very quickly. We are putting financial institutions on notice that they should be careful and that there could be sanctions. Again, there are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
The announcement came as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan declared Turkey would not stop its operation in northern Syria. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to visit a Fijian military base where he will spruik strong ties with the nation. Australia is helping to redevelop the site for an undisclosed amount. While the camp is expected to inject $27 million to the Fijian economy and create more than 500 jobs, Mr. Morrison turned the first sod of the Black Rock site when he visited Fiji in January on his first official trip to the country. The European Union says talks with the United Kingdom to find an amicable divorce deal are back on track, despite huge challenges and a looming end-of-month deadline for Britain to leave the bloc. EU Council President Donald Tusk says he's received promising signals from Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar that a Brexit deal is still possible, so he's extended a deadline to continue the Brexit talks. Mr. Tusk says even the slightest chance must be used to avoid a no-deal Brexit. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says he's humbled and thrilled to have won this year's Nobel Peace Prize for his peacemaking efforts. Last year, Mr. Abiy negotiated a peace deal with Eritrea, ending a 20-year military stalemate. Prime Minister Abiy says the prize will add momentum to his peace work.
So this is a great news for Africa, great news for East Africa, the place where peace is a very expensive commodity, and I'm sure it will give us energy to work toward this peace and to realize peace in our region.
And to sport in the A-League, Sydney FC coach Steve Corriger says he's pleased to come away with a 3-2 win against Adelaide United in the season opener. Ryan McGowan nailed a free header in the 87th minute to settle the encounter. Controversy struck when the new video assistant referee technology ruled out Acosta Barbarousa's goal for being a millimetre offside when the score was 2-2. Corriger says he believes the video assistant referee calls are right most of the time.
You know, I think even Costa's one is touch and go for me. I think it's, in my opinion, it's probably the same as their one onside. So, it is what it is. VAR, I think, you know, can work in your favour sometimes and obviously not sometimes as well. But I think they got the right decisions most of the time tonight.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, possible early shower 22, Adelaide sunny 24, Melbourne partly cloudy 19, Hobart cloudy 15, Canberra similar conditions 16, Wollongong showers 16, Sydney similar conditions 17, Newcastle's showers also and 16, Brisbane showers and patchy rain 21, Cairns partly cloudy 31, and Darwin mostly sunny 34. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.